While this has been far from the usual weather in Barrie for this time of year, city resident Kirk Swales knows that the winter months can be especially treacherous for the elderly and for individuals living with physical disabilities. Now he knows a quick way to give them a hand. Once I saw the app had the option to pin your home to offer help for those in need, I decided to join in on the initiative, Swales said of Nextdoor, an app where neighbors can offer or ask for help with shoveling snow, along with other community needs. Christopher Doyle, managing director of Nextdoor in Canada, says the kindness and willingness of neighbors on the app to help one another has been astounding. We've seen and heard stories of people stuck in their homes due to being unable to shovel the sometimes excessive amounts of snow, and neighbors coming together to shovel them out, or running to the store to pick up groceries for them, he said. Doyle explained that by using the hashtag #StormCrew, neighbors can reach those who live beside them as well as connect to receive or give help to their entire neighborhood. We notice increased use of the hashtag StormCrew help map during and immediately after a snowstorm, with close to 200 neighbors posting in Barrie after the last storm alone, he added. Neighbors can offer or ask for help with shoveling snow and other community needs on the Nextdoor Canada app. Screenshot. Swales, who regularly helps a few elderly neighbors on his street clear their driveway after big snowstorms, is embracing the novelty of using the new platform. I enjoy that the app helps connect me with the people in my neighborhood, he said. Doyle says Nextdoor isn't just bringing neighbors together to help one another. We're seeing kids creating shoveling side hustles by making flyers to post on platform, and people checking in on their elderly neighbors to ensure they have support in case of snowfall, he added. Whether reuniting a lost pet with its owner, discovering exciting events or snagging nice items that need a new home, Swales is happy to tune in. It's nice to witness our neighbors uniting to share essential updates specific to our area, he said. I am retired, so it's great to fill my free time getting to know neighbors I haven't met and helping them in any way I can. Swales, whose initial goal was to look out for opportunities to get involved, learned about the app through a friend's recommendation. I first offered to help a neighbor build a whelping box for her puppies after she posted asking for assistance, he remembered. Swales also noted the value of neighbors sharing information, such as warning about break-ins and robberies in the area. It's been a great way to foster awareness and keep everyone informed and safe, he said. Doyle says neighbors often turn to one another on the app for a variety of ways. Everything from looking for used furniture during a move to finding gently used kids' clothes or bicycles available nearby, which can be offered for sale, or many times for free, he said. Other uses may include assembling food and clothing drives for local charities, creating walking or running groups, or looking for recommendations for a contractor, dog walker, or babysitter. We're fortunate to have such a kind and generous community on Nextdoor, finding ways to support and help their neighbors, Doyle added. For more information about Nextdoor Canada, visit www.ca.nextdoor.com.